January 31st, 2019. The family is gathered around the hearth, sipping hot chocolate, telling each other about that day at work, at school. Mr. and Mrs. America, that's what Senator Dianne Feinstein called Elizabeth Cupid Cavalli and me, Lou Cavalli, and all of the rest of you middle Americans out there. You recall when she asked point blank for Mr. and Mrs. America to turn in their guns. When my wife Elizabeth was writing her books, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails, the Patriots' warning books, in the years 2001 to 2002, we were copying a page that used the words of the word rapacious to describe the evil controllers of our time. For some weird spiritual or metaphysical reason, the aging copier distorted the word rapacious into a misshapen oddity, really a creepy warning. As the family sits innocently enjoying winter, other families are also huddling, planning. The radio intervenes with witch-like whispers announcing, all the intelligence agencies have reported, one, that the Iran nuclear deal is working, two, ISIS will be a rising threat if we leave Syria, three, there are no signs of North Korea disarming. The WBJC radio commentator said the combined intelligence agencies didn't mention the U.S. border problem at all. The divided kingdom is truly yet divided between the deep state swamp and the Trump-era dry land, where the Covington kids stand like a beacon to all traditional families in America, an inspiration to those who are alive, real Christians.
They are alive, and they are live Christians. And that's you, dear listeners of the Divided Kingdom. Each of you is part of Jesus' Living Church. Each of you helps Lou and me. Your prayers, postage stamps, dollar bills, and letters of encouragement lift us to stay the course. Jim, thank you for your latest note and help. It read, Lou and Elizabeth, great information you provide. Appreciate your hard work and dedication to getting the truth out. Praying for you. Thanks and God bless. On the January 24th broadcast, we exposed one of the most horrible evils of the NWO, the pedophilia network of the Franklin cover-up, Bohemian Grove, and other places. To hear it and other past programs, be sure to visit thedividedkingdom.org. We're committed to bringing out the truth. And right now, as you're listening to this on January 31st, you've been hearing the lie exposed, the global warming lie exploded, and exposed. And apparently this huge Arctic blast, this vortex, this polar vortex, is probably the second highest in 100 years. Alex Jones, on his program on January 30th, talked about having to set the train tracks on fire. Did you know why, Lou?
Well, I heard that it was the only way to keep the trains running. But I understand, too, that the metal can shatter if it gets too cold. I don't know what you call that, but it's a physical phenomenon.
Yes, and I believe the wind chill you told me for Minneapolis, and that would be last night, January 30th, was to be 70 degrees below, minus 70 degrees. That is astounding. Let's just get a few facts that were on Fox News about this deadly polar vortex blasting the Midwest with record-breaking cold, and the forecasters warned to minimize talking outdoors.
Illinois governor issues disaster proclamation amid winter storm with, quote, life-threatening wind chills, unquote. The cold snap also is causing travel disruptions throughout the region. United Airlines canceled about 500 flights at Chicago's O'Hare International Airport from Tuesday through Thursday, while Southwest Airlines canceled more than 700 flights at Midway International Airport in the same time period. Amtrak also canceled all trains out of Chicago on Wednesday and into Thursday. The temperatures across the Midwest on Wednesday were colder than the likes of Greenland and Alaska. The temperatures in the Midwest were colder than at the McMurdo Station, the main U.S. station in Antarctica, where it was a balmy 23 degrees on Wednesday. A wind chill of minus 25 degrees can freeze skin within 15 minutes, according to the National Weather Service. The cold air will continue to blanket the region on Wednesday to Thursday, with some areas possibly reaching a minus 70-degree wind chill overnight, Fox News senior meteorologist Janice Dean said on Fox and Friends. Dean said, quote, "The Midwest and Great Lakes are well into this Arctic blast, with dangerously low wind chills widespread across the region this morning. Air temperatures are well below zero, in the negative 10s to negative 30s for many. Wind chills of negative 20 to negative 70 will continue through early Thursday, flirting with all-time record lows ever recorded." And I've heard that you don't go out in that unless you absolutely have to. The Des Moines Office of the National Weather Service said in its forecast discussion on Tuesday that the Arctic air will be the coldest, and this is in quotes, the coldest air many of us will have ever experienced. These are record-breaking cold air temperatures with wind chill values not seen in the 21st century in Iowa, the agency said. Forecasters told people planning on going outside to make sure they cover any exposed skin and make sure they have supplies in their cars. Governors in Illinois, Wisconsin, and Michigan declared emergencies as the worst of the cold threatened on Wednesday, as hundreds of public schools and several large universities from North Dakota to Pennsylvania canceled classes. Many attractions in Chicago, including the Lincoln Park Zoo, Art Institute, and Field Museum, weren't open Wednesday. Chicago officials were turning buses into mobile warming shelters to encourage homeless people to come in off the streets. Heavy snow and gusting winds created blizzard-like conditions Monday across parts of the Midwest, prompting officials to close hundreds of schools, courthouses, and businesses, as forecasters warn that dangerously cold weather is right behind the snowstorm.
As many of you listeners know, Lou and I have been tracking the ideas of Dr. John Casey in his books Cold Sun and his follow-up book Upheaval. And we know that we are in a solar minimum period right now, and it might be something like either the Maunder or the Dalton. The Dalton was the last one, and that these cycles come about every 200 years. And during that cycle, Lou has told you on air about the year without a summer, 1816. And I talked about my great uncle Charles Cubitt, who was at the head of the foreign mail in D.C. in the early 1900s. And I have a postcard that on which he was telling a relative in 1912 what the temperature was. And it was much lower than we've ever experienced here in our lifetimes. And he said it hadn't been that cold since about 1897, I think. And so I surmised that that was coming to the end of the Dalton minimum, the temperature in the late 1800s. So you see, we're really watching this, and we may get into this at more length. The other lies that are hopefully going to come to the light certainly involve the attacks on our Constitution, the attacks on our First Amendment rights. And we really, really need prayer about this. So tonight, you're going to hear some of that, and you are going to hear the part two, really, of Deborah Tavares's emergency broadcast, 5G. We really need to bring you up to date on this. As we are here trying to bring out the truth, there are a few very notable news commentators, and one of them is Tucker Carlson on Fox Network. And we told you before how 20 different companies deserted him as sponsors, and one of them was the chain Red Lobster. And Lou and I will certainly never go back there to eat unless that's changed. But now we have an update that major advertisers rejected Tucker Carlson boycott. And actually, this came out as early as December 18th. Several major firms are resisting calls from director Judd Apatow and other Twitter liberals to boycott Tucker Carlson's TV show because he opposes illegal immigration. And I will just interject here. I hope that these names listed did not later abdicate from him. Pacific Life, Indeed.com, IHOP, and several other companies did pull their ads from the Fox News Channel show Tucker Carlson Tonight. But the resistors include such major firms as Farmers Insurance, Mitsubishi, and John Deere. Yay for John Deere. That's a really all-American name that any of us who were alive in the 50s remember. We certainly do. In a statement to the Daily Beast, Farmers Insurance said it, quote, invests in advertising across a broad range of networks and programs that reflect the diversity of opinions and viewpoints found across the nation. When Farmers Advertisers advertises, it should say, on political shows, the company explained it should not be construed to be an endorsement of any kind as to a show's content or the individuals appearing on the show. The Japanese auto and ship giant concurred, telling the Beast that, quote, our advertising media spend is determined based on demographics and psychographics, not politics. So there were other companies, too, that said that we should have this freedom of speech. It's surprising with all the evil that has come out of Bayer through the years, way back to having the HIV virus in some of the blood products for the ones with hemophilia. But, you know, people can change. Companies can change. I hope so. A spokesman for the German pharmaceutical giant Bayer told The Hollywood Reporter that major companies cannot reach audiences via boycotting political points of view, opinions or views expressed by the network's news programs or their hosts are solely those of the network and do not necessarily reflect those of Bayer. Given the wide diversity of media today and wide range of public opinion on any given issue, it would be an impossible task to find a major television or radio network whose entire programming schedule appeals to all audiences, Bayer wrote. We would really applaud that viewpoint. So now we have to move on from this to look at the Fox Channel spokesperson who said, it is a shame that left-wing advocacy groups, under the guise of being supposed media watchdogs, weaponize social media against companies in an effort to stifle free speech. We continue to stand by and work with our advertisers through these unfortunate and unnecessary distractions. We applaud Fox News, too. And there was a spokesperson for John Deere, who curtly told The Hollywood Reporter that John Deere is an advertiser on the Fox network. Our ads appear in various shows on the network. And MyPillow, the biggest advertiser for Mr. Carlson's show, said in a statement Tuesday that it has no plans to leave. Quote, I make all of my advertising decisions based on what is best for MyPillow, my customers, and my employees, CEO Mike Lindell told the Associated Press in a statement Tuesday. We have this tug of war that we have mentioned before, and now with the arrest of Roger Stone, this hideous Gestapo raid on his home early in the morning, while all of those people who were part of the dossier and Uranium One go free. What about Sean Hannity and his courage, Lou, to expose the truth?
From Old Net Daily. On January the 30th, 2019, Hannity on the Stone arrest, quote, we've lost our country, say goodbye, unquote. And although I don't have it on my, on my copy, they had a picture on one copy that said CNN exclusive footage. Note that, exclusive footage shows FBI agents at the home of Roger Stone in Florida.
Why, Lou, I heard that the street was blocked off so that no other media could come through. Now, does CNN alone have that kind of power? We're almost in a martial law.
Very true, very true. Well, this is what Sean Hannity says. If the pre-dawn raid of Roger Stone's home by FBI agents in tactical gear with weapons drawn is a sign of things to come, America has lost its constitutional republic, contends Fox News television and radio host Sean Hannity, noting that Stone, arrested and indicted Friday in Robert Mueller's Russia collusion, and by the way, that's in quotes, Russia collusion probe, he is accused not of a violent crime, but of lying to Congress. He pointed to Democrats whose lying to Congress has been ignored. Quote, "We are a democratic republic. The Constitution that we cherish so much is the foundation of all law and order in this country. If you don't apply the laws equally, only going after one group of people because of their political views, and you protect people with other political views, you've lost our Constitution. We've lost our country," unquote, said Sean Hannity in an opinion piece compiled by FoxNews.com from his radio show. And he went on to say, "Without equal application of our laws and an equal justice under the law, there's one thing left to say to our great nation. Goodbye," unquote. Former Director of National Intelligence James Clapper and former CIA Director John Brennan lied to Congress, Hannity pointed out, citing Obama administration scandals such as Fast and Furious, the IRS targeting conservatives, and Hillary Clinton's missing emails. Hannity said, referring to the arrest and indictment of Stone, quote, "It's good to know the feds finally got their man," unquote. Hannity said Stone was targeted, quote, "for the same reason U.S. District Judge T.S. Ellis said they went after Paul Manafort, and the same reason they tried to bankrupt General Michael Flynn. They want to put the screws to Stone, who is 66, to make him sing or compose against Trump. That's the only reason," unquote. Hannity noted Stone is, quote, "not a drug dealer or a drug kingpin. He is not a mafioso or a gangster. He's not Al Chapo. He may have lied to Congress." All the feds had to do was call his lawyer and say, quote, "be at police headquarters for processing at 9 a.m. or we're putting a warrant out for your arrest." And he would have shown up. Hillary Clinton, Hannity pointed out, quote, "ignored subpoenas for emails, wiped her hard drive with bleach bit, and smashed phones to pieces to avoid turning them over," unquote. He also said, "do you think you would get away with that? You might if you could help the deep state with this witch hunt for President Trump," unquote.
On January 28, 2019, talk show titan Alex Jones reported, "the family is under attack, trampling what's left of the traditional families. The evil role of Hollywood's dark satanic side is illustrated by the shocking comment Bill Maher made about the Covington school children." Maher dipped deeply into his reprobate mind to comment, "I do not get what Catholic priests see in these kids." I think I ought to repeat that if you didn't get the implications of that. "I do not get what Catholic priests see in these kids." God will not let molestation of children stay hidden forever in the success of darkness. We found out about Penn State. We found out about the thousands of children harmed by Roman Catholic priests in Pennsylvania, and even Bill Maher, was unexpectedly outed when comedian Owen Benjamin informed Alex Jones on January 28th during an interview that the name of Bill Maher's production company is Kid Love. In shock, Alex Jones replied, "Why, Kid Love is a NAMBLA pedophile term." If I am correct, it was on May 23rd, 2018, Divided Kingdom produced our program using Dr. Larry Spargimino's book, Living in Sodom, to reveal very much about NAMBLA. So if I have that program correct, May 23rd, 2018, talking about the Boy Scouts also with the condoms, go to thedividedkingdom.org to our archives, thedividedkingdom.org. On that same January 28th, 2019, Alex Jones program, Alex valiantly brought out hard-hitting facts about vaccines, not the, quote, clean ones used by the elite, but the ones impossible for us to get, the ordinary people. You see, we get the ones that are responsible for harming millions of U.S. children. The tiny baby, before its immune system is ready to handle this, is given so many vaccines that they total 56 by age 6. Decades ago, the autism rate was 1 in 30,000, and now is 1 in 58. If looking only at the population of boys, it's 1 in 38. The vaccine insert admits death can be a result. The time may come, Jones remarked, when boys in America will not even be able to talk. Do we not see what this is? A stealth way for the elite to take down America's male leaders, break the military defense against the NWO, make us a helpless, broken population, ready to be devoured by world government. The fact is that Gardasil is still being pushed on U.S. girls, and especially little black boys. I've commented before in ladies' magazines how atrocious these ads are. They're everywhere. This Gardasil that you can go on the internet, if you can still find it, the video, The Greater Good, you can see the story of that young high school girl who was a popular cheerleader and had the world at her feet, and what happened to her after Gardasil, a hopeless autoimmune disease. Japan has banned Gardasil. Sadly, we've heard the story that young Barron Trump had seizures after vaccines. And early on, President Trump made statements, and there were overtures to RFK Jr., and there were statements, but nothing happened. And we'd have to say that we're very proud that President Trump is doing a lot, trying to get us out of Syria, trying to negotiate with North Korea, trying to build the wall. You heard at the beginning of this program those witch-like voices from the combined intelligence services, what Alex Jones calls the left-wing CIA part of the Jesuit order in the Vatican. Really, it's all one thing, probably. Deep swamp, deep state. You heard this, and we know that in some ways Trump is still violently hated. You heard me talk about the cover of The Week magazine, Trump's bloody hands trying to build the wall. We know that he is true, but I had to think about this. The Bible tells us that if you don't take care of your own family, you're nothing better than an infidel. Isn't Trump's first responsibility to Barron's life and well-being? Of course it is. His hands are tied right now, but that doesn't mean we can't bring out the truth that Alex Jones valiantly told. It is revealed that the vaccine court, the secret vaccine court, you didn't know there was one? Wow. No, we didn't know it, did we? This is a black op institution, I would characterize it as, because it is kept secret from the American people, and the American people are hamstrung. They're not allowed to bring lawsuits against Big Pharma. No, we had the nice collusion with all our representatives in Washington. They don't want Mr. and Mrs. America to be able to take care of the little ones. No, they really don't. And so you can't sue. You can't sue these drug companies for damages. But you see, this secret court can pay out to families. And they've secretly paid out millions of dollars of this hush money to parents. Who is running this court? Who's at the head of it? Why, Alex Jones informed us, none other than Rod Rosenstein's sister. Can anyone say Mueller muzzle? It's pretty clear, isn't it? So many things are now a family affair. It's kind of a grotesque nepotism, I think. Do you remember a piece that we presented earlier? I think we're going to have to get right back into it. It was fitting the puzzle pieces together. And this was from Pastor Dale Hankel's organization, a newsletter. They go after Trump. And Lou and I will present this. And first, let's hear what happened within the Clinton Foundation. This is very important that we hear this truth and pay attention to this.
From 2001 to 2005, there was an ongoing investigation into the Clinton Foundation. A grand jury had been impaneled. Governments from around the world had donated to the quote-unquote charity. Yet, from 2001 to 2003, none of those so-called donations to the Clinton Foundation were declared. Now, you would think that an honest investigator would be able to figure this out. Guess who took over this investigation in 2002? Bet you can't guess. None other than James Comey. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? Guess who was transferred into the Internal Revenue Service to run the tax exemption branch of the IRS? Your friend and mine, Lois, be on the lookout, Lerner. Now, that's interesting, isn't it? It gets better. Well, not really. But this is all just a series of strange coincidences, right? Guess who ran the tax division inside the Department of Injustice from 2001 to 2005? None other than the current Assistant Attorney General of the United States, Rod Rosenstein. Now that's interesting, isn't it? Guess who was the director of the Federal Bureau of Investigation during this time? I know, it's a miracle, just a coincidence, just an anomaly in statistics and chances, but it was Robert Mueller. What do all four casting characters have in common? They all were briefed and or were frontline investigators into the Clinton Foundation investigation. Now, that's just a coincidence, right? Okay, let's chalk the last one up to mere chance. Let's fast forward to 2009. James Comey leaves the Justice Department to go and cash in at Lockheed Martin. Hillary Clinton is running the State Department on her own personal email server, by the way. The Uranium One, quote-unquote, issue comes to the attention of the I think we have a slight misprint there. Let me go on. Like all good public servants do, you know, looking out for America's best interest, she, that is Hillary, decides to support the decision and approve the sale of 20% of the U.S. uranium to no other than the Russians. Now, you would think that this is a fairly straight-up deal, except it wasn't. The people get absolutely nothing out of it. However, prior to the sale's approval, none other than Bill Clinton goes to Moscow, gets paid $500,000. You heard that right, $500,000 for a one-hour speech. Then meets with Vladimir Putin at his home for a few hours. Okay, no big deal, right? Well, not so fast. The FBI hit a mole inside the money laundering and bribery scheme at the Clinton Foundation. Guess who was the FBI director during this time frame? Yep, Robert Mueller. He even delivered a uranium sample to Moscow in 2009. Guess who was handling that case within the Justice Department out of the U.S. Attorney's Office in Maryland? None other than Rod Rosenstein. Guess what happened to the informant? The Department of Justice placed a gag order on him and threatened to lock him up if he spoke out about it. How does 20% of the most strategic asset of the United States of America end up in Russian hands when the FBI has an informant, a mole providing inside information to the FBI on the criminal enterprise? Guess what happened soon after the sale was approved? $145 million in quote-unquote donations made their way into the Clinton Foundation from entities directly connected to the Uranium One deal. Guess who was still at the IRS, working the charitable division? None other than Lois Lerner. Okay, that's all just another series of coincidences. Nothing to see here, right? Then let's fast forward to 2015. Due to a series of tragic events in Benghazi, and after the nine quote-unquote investigations, the House, Senate, and State Department, Trey Gowdy, who was running the 10th investigation as chairman of the Select Committee on Benghazi, discovers that the Hillary ran the State Department on an unclassified, unauthorized, outlaw personal email server. He also discovered that none of those emails had been turned over when she departed her, quote, public service, unquote, as Secretary of State, which was required by law. He also discovered that there was top-secret information contained within her personally archived email. Sparing you the State Department's cover-up, the nostrums they unfloated, the delay tactics that were employed, and the outright lies that were spewed forth in the necks of the John Kerry State Department, we shall leave it with this. They did everything humanly possible to cover for Hillary.
Well, there's a little bit more, too, to this story. Lou, can you show me where you stopped? I think we want to get more here. Now, this is amazing. Guess who became FBI director in 2013? Guess who secured 17 no-bid contracts for his employer, Lockheed Martin, with the State Department and was rewarded with a $6 million thank you present when he departed his employer? None other than James Comey. Amazing how all these no-bids just went right through at State, huh? Now he is the FBI director in charge of the Clinton email investigation. Now, of course, this has changed since we had this. Now, we want to go on. In April 2016, James Comey drafts an exoneration letter of Hillary Rodham Clinton. Meanwhile, the DOJ is handing out immunity deals like candy. They didn't even convene a grand jury. Like a lightning bolt of statistical impossibility. Like a miracle from God himself. Like the true gangsta homie he is, James steps out into the cameras of an awaiting press conference on July the 8th of 2016 and exonerates the Hillary from any wrongdoing. Can you see the pattern? It goes on and on. Rosenstein becomes assistant attorney general. Comey gets fired based upon a letter by Rosenstein. Comey leaks government information to the press. Mueller is assigned to the Russian investigation sham by Rosenstein to provide cover for decades of malfeasance within the FBI and DOJ, and the story continues. FISA abuse, political espionage, pick a crime, any crime. Chances are this group and a few others did it, all the same players, all compromised and conflicted, all working fervently to not go to jail themselves, all connected in one way or another to the Clintons. They're like battery acid. They corrode and corrupt everything they touch. How many lives have these two destroyed? As of this writing, the Clinton Foundation, in its 20-plus years of operation of being the largest international charity fraud in the history of mankind, has never been audited by the IRS, not even once. Let us not forget that Comey's brother works for DLA Piper, the law firm that does the Clinton Foundation's taxes. And see, the person that is the common denominator to all the crimes above is still doing her evil escape legal maneuvers at the top of the three-letter USA agencies. Yep, that would be Hillary R. Clinton. Now, if you recall, I'm going to interject here again, Elizabeth Caverly, that we talk now about Rosenstein's sister being at the head of the secret vaccine court to pay off the hush money. Now, we have to remind you, who is Lisa Barsoomian?
Let's learn a little about Mrs. Lisa H. Barsoomian's background. Lisa H. Barsoomian, a U.S. attorney that graduated from Georgetown Law, is a protege of James Comey and Robert Mueller. Barsoomian, with her boss, R. Craig Lawrence, represented Bill Clinton in 1998. Lawrence also represented Robert Mueller three times, James Comey five times, Barack Obama 45 times, Catherine Sebelius 56 times, Bill Clinton 40 times, and Hillary Clinton 17 times. Between 1998 and 2017, Barsoomian herself represented the FBI at least five times. You may be saying to yourself, okay, who cares? Who cares about the work history of this Barsoomian woman? Apparently someone does, because someone out there cares so much that they've, quote-unquote, purged all Barsoomian court documents for her Clinton representation in Hamburg versus Clinton in 1998, and its appeal in 1999 from the D.C. District and Appeals Court dockets. Someone out there cares so much that the Internet has been purged of all information pertaining to Barsoomian. Historically, this indicates that the individual is a protected CIA operative. Additionally, Lisa Basumin has specialized in opposing Freedom of Information Act requests on behalf of the intelligence community. And although Basumin has been involved in hundreds of cases representing the D.C. office of the U.S. Attorney, her email address is lisabasumin@nih.gov. The NIH stands for National Institutes of Health. This is a tactic routinely used by the CIA to protect an operative by using another government organization to shield their activities. It's a cover. So, big deal, right? I mean, what does one more attorney with ties to the U.S. intelligence community really matter? It deals with Trump and his recent tariffs on Chinese steel and aluminum imports. The border wall, DACA, everything coming out of California, the Uni Party, unrelenting opposition to President Trump, the Clapper leaks, the Comey leaks, Attorney General Jeff Sessions' recusal, and subsequent 14-month nap with occasional forays in the marijuana legalization mix. And last but not least, Mueller's never-ending investigation into collusion between the Trump team and the Russians. Why does Basumin, CIA operative, merit any mention? Because she is Assistant Attorney General Rod Rosenstein's wife. That's why.
If you appreciate this hard-hitting information and you would like to keep us on the air, we always need some help. And if you would like to send some cash, or if you would like to write a check to WWCR, we can't take checks personally, but you can make them out to WWCR. And you can hear us at WWCR.com. Click on Transmitter 3 Thursday evenings, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, and also on 4.840 megahertz shortwave. And you can hear the program again Saturday mornings at 8 a.m. on 7.490 megahertz. You can also hear us at Liberty Works Radio Network, LWRN.net, Mondays at 5 p.m. Eastern, repeating at 11 p.m. It's so important that we each do our part, and you can go to our website. You'll soon see my article that we're going to talk about a little later, but now we have to come to New York City. It isn't only the Midwest that's going to be suffering these, Antarctica breaking record-breaking temperatures practically, but I think the heat is going to be on New York City. New York City seems to many to be the great doom city in Revelation. Complaints from the New York Times in December 2018 outlined pregnant worker mistreatment at Murder, Inc., Planned Parenthood. The true abominable horror would be outed a little bit later on January 22, 2019, with the New York State Legislature and Governor Andrew Cuomo's actions. So first, we have a theme here tonight of the family. What's happening to the family? We've already heard what autism is doing to the families in America. Gillette with their ad to take away the masculinity of men. We're under strong attack. So in Planned Parenthood's kind of treatment, we'll just look at this rather quickly. And this was at WorldNet Daily. This was December 20th, 2018. And it says the abortion giant Planned Parenthood has been accused of mistreating pregnant employees, according to a New York Times report. The paper said other employees that champion women also face accusations of discriminating against their pregnant workers, showing how widespread the problem is in American workplaces. A medical assistant at Planned Parenthood, Talisa Harrison, said that when high blood pressure threatened her pregnancy, she submitted to her manager's notes from a nurse requesting she be given time to rest during the workday. But the Times said the managers at the White Plains, New York clinic ignored the notes, rarely giving her time to rest or take a lunch break. I had to hold back tears talking to pregnant women, telling them to take care of their pregnancies when I couldn't take care of mine, she said. It made me jealous. The paper said, and this was the New York Times, said discrimination against pregnant women and new mothers is, quote, so pervasive that even organizations that define themselves as champions of women are struggling with the problem. According to the Times interviews with more than a dozen current and former employees, Planned Parenthood has been accused of sidelining, ousting, or otherwise handicapping pregnant employees. The alleged discrimination would violate federal or state laws. Many women said they were afraid to announce a pregnancy at work. At Avon, which boasts of being the company for women, two employees have sued for being forced to handle toxic chemicals in a testing lab while pregnant. An Avon marketing executive, Caroline Ruiz, claims she was fired 4 days after announcing her pregnancy. And then a spokesman for Avon, Paige Kelly, said the company strongly denies claims of discrimination. We have to interject in here that there was a part of Avon, I believe it was called The Mark, and I resist, there are certain other mail order companies, clothing and shoes and so forth for women, and they're part of something called AmeriMark. Just that name, I feel, is something that alludes to the coming Mark of the Beast system, and we don't know who's in collusion with who. But it's interesting that Avon here is mentioned. Now, we must move on. This is bad enough, but we really must get to the heart of this.
Dobson, New York adopts pure barbarism, rarely seen since the Middle Ages. From January the 23rd, 2019, WorldNet Daily. Dr. James Dobson. A new abortion law passed by New York's Democratic-led state legislature and signed into law by Governor Andrew Cuomo on Tuesday permits abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy up to the very moment of birth for almost any reason. Conservative Christian author, radio broadcaster, and family counselor Dr. James Dobson is calling it, quote, pure barbarism on a scale rarely seen since the Middle Ages, unquote. The new law permits abortions if the mother's life is at risk, which can be interpreted broadly to include protecting mental health. To celebrate the law, Cuomo ordered that One World Trade Center be illuminated in pink. The law also moves abortion violations from the state's penal code to the health code. Dobson, founder and president of Family Talk, as well as the James Dobson Family Institute, is an author and psychologist, has written dozens of books, counseled multiple presidents, and was inducted into the National Radio Hall of Fame in 2008. He said, quote, it is not overstating the matter to say I am horrified by the New York State Senate's vote to pass the euphemistic Reproductive Health Act, RHA. This bill is not about reproductive health at all. It is pure barbarism on a scale rarely seen since the Middle Ages. He also said this legislature expands upon New York's already liberal abortion laws, which allow for on-demand abortion up until 24 weeks. The RHA's main aim is to justify abortions throughout a pregnancy's entire term based on the overly broad exceptions defined in Roe's companion case, Doe versus Bolton, including such subjective measures as a woman's emotional and psychological well-being. Late-term abortions had only previously been authorized in New York if done to save the life of the mother, unquote. Dobson said New York already was considered the abortion capital of the nation. But this bill, quote, also allows non-physicians to commit abortions and decriminalizes abortion by moving it from the criminal code to the public health code. New York is symbolically doubling down on the killing of the unborn on the 46th anniversary of Roe versus Wade, casting an even darker shadow on a date already shrouded in tragedy and the loss of innocent life, said Dobson. He went on to say, this terrible news comes alongside an Iowa judge's decision to strike down that state's heartbeat bill, saying it violated the state's constitution. In the exact opposite spirit to New York's RHA, Iowa had prohibited abortions after a baby's heartbeat is detectable, usually around 6 weeks into a pregnancy. Make no mistake, these two setbacks only serve to further focus and energize our movement. I urge, and this is again Dobson speaking, I urge all pro-life Americans to call, write, and email your representatives and remind them that the majority of us in this country want the exact opposite of the RHA, a reduction, not an expansion, of abortion. Donate, march, and post on social media, and use every tool and resource at your disposal to effect the change for which we are all praying so fervently. There is a battle raging for millions of lives, preordained by God Himself, and it is we who must stand for them so that they might have a chance at life, unquote. Lyle Rose, president of the pro-life group Live Action, which has done undercover video investigations revealing the misbehavior of abortion industry players, warned, quote, convicted criminals aren't subject to the death penalty in New York State. But now children up until the 9th month of pregnancy can be given lethal injections and poisoned to death. This is no different than infanticide, unquote. She pointed out that pro-lifers in the state had fought successfully against the plan. She went on to say, however, quote, but the November election put pro-abortion Democrats in control of both state houses, and Democrat politicians have made abortion on demand a priority. While the pro-abortion zealots in New York have won this battle, they will ultimately lose the war on abortion. New York's law is barbaric and inhumane and rejects modern science and medical advancements that reveal the development and humanity of life in the womb. Millions of Americans are waking up to the barbaric reality of abortion and rejecting it. A recent Marist poll showed 75% of Americans believe abortion should be limited to, at most, the first 3 months of pregnancy. This includes 61% of those who identify as pro-choice, 60% of Democrats, and 78% of independents, she said. One thing, and this is also a quote, one thing that this law reveals to the nation is the extent and the extremism of the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, which allows laws such as this one to exist. It was Roe that legalized abortion through all 9 months of pregnancy in this country. If Roe is not soon overturned, any state could follow New York's monstrous example, unquote.
World Net Daily, January 24, 2019, headline, Barbarism Prompts Catholic Demand to Excommunicate Governor, St. Patrick's Cathedral in New York City. Roman Catholic lay leaders on Thursday demanded that Cardinal Timothy Dolan excommunicate New York Governor Andrew Cuomo for signing a state law that allows abortion until birth. The demand followed an open letter by church leaders condemning Cuomo's support of the Reproductive Health Act, which was condemned as barbarism by Dr. James Dobson, founder of Family Talk and the James Dobson Family Institute. According to the Daily Caller, the church leaders rejected Cuomo's idea that the law is in any way, quote, progress. This is not progress. Progress will be achieved when our laws and our culture once again value and respect each unrepeatable gift of human life. From the first moment of creation to natural death, the bishops said, according to LifeSite News. The bishops wrote, we mourn the unborn infants who will lose their lives and the many mothers and fathers who will suffer remorse and heartbreak. If we Catholics really believe what we say when we talk about heaven, hell, and the dignity of the unborn, Cardinal Dolan should, after exhausting all other means of correction, excommunicate. Well, where are some more pastors, that lonely voice of James Dobson? God Almighty is watching to see, to look at that Tower of Babel, that one world. Trade Center lit up, illuminated, pink, to kill the babies. Your family is going to have to live in these times. And please stand up for Jesus. And if you do want to help us, you can write to Lou Caverly, P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Again, that's P.O. Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. And now, in protecting your family, we are going to begin to tell you about this emergency of 5G, what it is. And there is a DVD that you could write to American Prophecy to get free, but I would suggest you would put a little cash in to help them. We know what it's like to struggle in a small ministry, but you could ask for the DVD on fast food. We are telling you some things have been found that aren't good in that. And you could ask for the 5G DVD, write to American Prophecy, P.O. Box 137, Greentown, that's all one word, Green, spelled like the color, Greentown, Ohio. And the zip is 44630. Again, that's American Prophecy, P.O. Box 137, Greentown, Ohio. And after we watched that DVD, the Lord led me to write an essay, which I submitted to News with Views, and as yet they have not published it. But interestingly, within days of receiving mine, they published someone else's. And in certain ways, it certainly adds a lot to mine, but it had an awful lot of English errors and some things that we're not sure about. We know sometimes that the New World Order tries to make people look like fake news. So we don't know what happened there. But anyway, we're beginning this, and if you would like to read the whole article that I have written, you can go to thedividedkingdom.org. It should be in there by now in recent writings. thedividedkingdom.org. So Lou and I are going to bring this to you. And when we run out of time, know that next week we're going to continue much more of the information. And this other author, I must point out, had something, a really good note, that apparently Governor Jerry Brown vetoed the 5G, the small cell bill. We really would applaud him. We really would applaud him for caring about the lives of his California residents. 5G rollout, progress or disaster? Destroying their progeny like incestuous cannibals, the ancient Israelites, bewitched by Baal and Moloch worship, threw their precious infants into the devouring fires of pagan worship. The Bible proclaims there is nothing new under the sun. And so comes the arrival of the Baal Arch of Triumph to Washington, D.C. after sojourns in Trafalgar Square, April 19, 2016, Manhattan Park, New York, September 19, 2016, Dubai, United Arab Emirates World Government Summit, February 12, 2017, Florence, Italy, March 26, 2017, during the G7 Cultural Summit, Arona, Italy, April 29, 2017, and the National Mall, September 26, 2017, the unveiling. Christian churches and pastors in America are largely silent about the 60 million babies killed by abortion, even after the exposure of monster Dr. Kermit Gosnell, abortionist who snipped the spinal cords of babies still living after abortion. Not much outcry has lasted, even after David DeLayden's courageous undercover expose of the abomination of selling aborted baby parts for profit. I am looking at a child on a picture standing near a strange pole. Children are always curious, even fascinated by any new toy, gimmick, or gadget. Parents are supposed to keep them from hidden dangers in cheap toys. No lead, no sharp edges, no small parts to swallow. But no one is warning this child 5G is being rolled out, planned to be put near homes, schools, and fire stations all throughout neighborhoods. Once given over to the reprobate mind, we reap what we sow. Ignore harm to the children, and danger comes to all of us. YouTube headlines, Dr. Barry Trower on 5G microwave. There is no safe place. 40 scientists in 40 countries have warned that 5G may be harmful to all living entities. Growing plants affected, and the food we eventually eat.
What is 5G? First came 1G, then 2G, 3, and up to the present 4G, which is a measure of the transmission speed of electromagnetic energy used by cell phones and the Internet. The supposed rationale for the increase from 4G to 5G is that the present part of the spectrum in use is too crowded. By using higher frequencies that are not now employed, space could be expanded. This on the surface sounds progressive. In fact, a video promo shows a Gen X age woman chortling in glee how she cannot wait for 5G to arrive. Before dancing in the streets, people must be informed of some sobering facts. 5G has 2,000% more radiation than 4G. Looking at the electromagnetic spectrum, TV and radio represent 1/1,000th of the radiation frequencies of smart meters, whose damage and DNA harm have been studied by Dr. Olaf Johansson and others. Smart meters are estimated to be 1/100th radiation frequencies of microwaves. Microwaves are estimated to be about 100 times the radiation frequencies of radio and TV. 5G has a frequency that is tens of thousands of times higher than microwaves. One analyst says, quote, it is slow boiling, can roast us, for we are water beings, unquote. Compare a 40-watt light bulb to the monstrous power of 5G. Telecommunications companies can buy enough radio frequencies to emit 900,000 watts of power. The strongest radio stations are usually 50,000 watts. Most insidious.
Yes, most insidious is how the new 5G small cells are planned to be put all through neighborhoods near residences and businesses. The rationale being that large cell towers lose, quote, presence when obstructions occur. These small cell towers are being sneaked in using existing light poles. Montgomery County, Maryland residents complained that the value of their homes would depreciate 20% or more as evidence mounts of possible brain cancer links. The technology progression began with 1G in 1981, basic voice service using analog protocols, then 2G, designed for voice using digital standards. Next came 3G in 2001, the first mobile broadband. Then it transitioned to 4G in 2010, true mobile broadband on a unified standard. Now comes 5G, tactile internet fiber optic-like speeds. Studies show that the 5G frequency goes deep into the body, 50 centimeters into the brain tissue. The signal can be reflected inside the skull and is associated with brain tumors, along with an increase in breast cancer near phased array radar stations. Atrociously, 5G cell towers are popping up near schools. I'm again looking at a shocking picture of an elementary school with a pole extending upward, adjoining the mid-portion of the school roof. KPIX Channel 5, Piedmont, West Virginia, reported the International Association of Firefighters opposed 5G. Dr. G. Hauser, M.D., demonstrated that all firefighters exposed to 5G from a pole at their fire station showed abnormal brain function. The firefighters got an exemption and the pole was removed. 230 scientists called for more study. The firefighters could stand up for their health, but who will speak up to defend our helpless children? Europe has remained largely free of the fluoride placed in water in American cities and never adopted the RBGH, recombinant bovine growth hormone. The U.S. began putting RBGH in milk in the 1990s, despite reports of cows' pus-filled udders. Just so, 5G is rolling out more slowly in Europe than in the U.S., Australia, or Canada. The discomforting headline, Trump may let 5G go everywhere, is at odds with his exemplary goal of making American great again. The children in our schools and neighborhoods are our future for any greatness or even survival under the health threats of 5G. In Santa Rosa, California, 5G was installed only 15 to 50 feet from homes, with the goal being one small cell for every 10,000 square feet. Please go to thedividedkingdom.org and look there for my essay. You can hand out this essay to your friends. Take it to some pastors. We must awaken. Our very survival is at stake. But we won't get anywhere without repentance and remorse. Please tune in for more about 5G next week and the jihad threat. Things are on the move again. Thank you for listening to The Divided Kingdom. Good night.